This is episode 191, My Dad Job.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast to episode 191. And as always, I want to start by saying thank you for tuning in to this episode. I really do appreciate your time and your attention. I know how valuable your time is, so thank you very much for listening. And wow, 191, quickly closing in on 200 episodes, which kind of blows my mind a little bit. But I'm back this week. If you were paying attention, yeah, I had no blog post or podcast last week. The family and I, Haley, my wife, and our boy Jay, we were away on vacation, and I had a great week in Mount Maunganui, which is a couple of hours away from where we live in Auckland, here in New Zealand, and had a great week off, just relaxing, spending some quality time with the family. I feel like 2020 has obviously been a crazy year for everyone. I feel like I haven't really taken much time off this year. We had a week earlier on, but it was a miserable, rainy week, and this was a lot nicer weather anyway. We had a lot of sunshine and hot weather, which was really nice. And just great to spend some time with the family. And when we were at the beach during the week, my wife, Haley, she snapped some really cute photos of me pulling our little boy, Jay, up this big rock. And you can head on over to the show notes, paulminers.com/191, and you'll see the photos that I'm talking about. But basically, I'm kind of reaching down, pulling Jay up this rock. And it really got me thinking about an interesting metaphor for being a father. And I will get to that in a sec. But when I first became a dad, along with, you know, a host of other emotions, I felt a pretty huge sense of responsibility. And at this time, I felt a new sense of gratitude as well towards my own parents. Now that I was experiencing what it feels like to love and care for a child, I couldn't help but feel gratitude, much more gratitude than I felt before, towards my own parents for raising me the way they did. I think just becoming a father, you realize what a job this is and the responsibility you have, and I was very grateful to my parents. And the way I see it, my job as a dad is to pass along as much as I've learned along the way to my new son, to give him opportunities to learn and grow, to help him learn from his mistakes, to encourage him to try new things, to help him find his passion, and ultimately to create a life that he can be happy with, just like I think my parents have done for me. My parents, if I think about it, they've done some huge things for us. We had great opportunities as kids. We went to a good school. We did things like Cubs and Scouts, which taught us teamwork, and we went on some great trips. We were into sailing and very active. We had some great family holidays. Thinking back on my childhood, we were very lucky. We had a fantastic childhood. Now that our boy Jay has turned two, you know, obviously we're not sitting down to study the art of living just yet. But this is kind of what goes through my head as I think about my ever-changing role as a father. Is what lessons do I want to pass on, and what is my role as a father? And everything my parents did for me, I think, has helped me to become the person I am today. I have an incredible wife and child. We live in a beautiful and probably the safest country in the world. I'm biased. You can debate me on that. But I think it's a very safe place to live. We have a house that we love. And each day I get to work in a business that supports myself and my family. And I get to do what, follow my passion. And I have all this freedom. And I've made a lot of my own decisions to get to where I am, but I think without my parents, I wouldn't have the life that I have now. And so now it's my turn to do the same for our child. Not that I want our son to grow up and be like me. I want him to get to where I am, where he is happy and has the freedom and opportunities to create the life that he wants. That's really what I think my job is. And the way I see it, and here we are now, I've arrived at the metaphor, for pulling Jay up this rock. The way I see it, life is a bit like a mountain. And my father, he's about, you know, two-thirds of the way up. He's nearly at the top of the mountain. I'm, you know, maybe a third of the way there. My son, Jay, who's two, he's just started the climb at the very bottom. And my job is to get him to where I am while continuing my own journey. You know, I need to leave ropes and supplies along the way to help him with the climb. Now, maybe in life I've taken a particular path up the mountain that didn't work out well for me, and I'm kind of thinking, you know, should I tell him to try a different route, or do I leave him to make his own decisions? I guess that's just something I'm going to have to figure out. But my hope is that whatever route he takes, that he enjoys the journey and reaches a point where he's happy and content with the destination. And that, I think, is my dad job. So let me know, and you might have, if you've got good ears, you may have just heard Jay groaning in the background. But let me know what you think. You know, I'm obviously a new father. We have just the one child at the moment. He's two. I probably see us having another child at some point in the next couple of years. And, you know, would love to hear from the other dads, the other mums out there, and would love to learn what you think your role is as a parent. Always welcome your feedback. So head on over to the show notes, paulminers.com/191, and let me know what you think. As always, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show, and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is, if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there, and I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulminers.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.